Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to be joined very shortly this morning by Jerry Smith, the author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. We've been talking about some news stories this morning related to the dangers of this Middle Eastern situation as they continue to unfold. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, if you're looking at the Jerusalem Post or the London Sunday Times, or the Daily Times out of Lahore, Pakistan. These are among the media outlets that are reporting that the Israeli Mossad has assassinated a 44-year-old Iranian nuclear scientist in Isfahan in Iran. Keep an eye on that story because it suggests that the escalating process of this situation continues to unfold. It began certainly with the American invasion of Iraq in March of 2003 in regard to the latest developments, that is. We have seen the covert activities that have been reported from time to time, not simply in the international press, but in places like Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative, talking about what was going on in Azerbaijan and Kurdistan and Khuzestan province in western Iran, and southwestern Iran, not to mention what was happening in Balochistan province, that suggested that there were some secretive covert attempts to destabilize the central regime in Tehran. And now, of course, this has moved to a new level, it would seem, with the is what appears to be the backing of the Israeli Mossad for the murder of an Iranian nuclear scientist in Isfahan, a 44-year-old guy. And, of course, when you see this coming out of Lahore, Pakistan, and Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, as well as London, the chances are excellent that their take on this is happens to be correct. We're certainly not seeing any denials out of Israel if this is the case, and the fact that this report would be mentioned by the Israeli Jerusalem Post is a suggestion that, in fact, these reports coming out of London and Lahore, Pakistan, are absolutely factual. Jerry, are you there, buddy?
Yes, sir, I am.
What before we get into some of the specifics once again of weather warfare and all of what this means to our listeners in regard to the potential creation of a police state with all kinds of ramifications, what's your feeling as an expert on weather warfare and the military's role in all of this? What's your take on what's happening with the Middle East and with Central Asia right now?
Wow, that's quite a kettle of worms. I think it's Pax Americana. It's the American century. It's the spread of neo-fascism around the world. You know, I believe firmly that we are seeing the Fourth Reich rise, it's just a piece of a growing puzzle. There are several factions that want to rule the world. Or as Tears for Fears sang it, we all want to rule the world. The primary factions seem to be playing on other people's turfs in order to avoid casualties at home, and the most convenient other people whose turf to play on at the moment is Islam.
Yes, and you know, it seems to me that although I have little use for Zbigniew Brzezinski, obviously, with his connections to the Rockefellers and the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, I think Brzezinski's recent comments that Bush's policy is destined to put us on a collision course with one-third of humanity is, in fact, entirely apropos at that point. We'll be back with Jerry Smith, the author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Going to be asking Jerry about his upcoming appearance at a Crown Plaza Hotel in San Jose, California, to discuss weather warfare. All of this when Mark Dancos, America, returns. Stay tuned on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Jerry Smith, the Vice President for Marketing and Public Relations for Adventures Unlimited Press in Kempton, Illinois. He is the author of Weather Warfare, the Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, and he is also going to be a featured speaker at a Conspiracy Con 7 conference. It's going to be held at the Crown Plaza Hotel in downtown San Jose, California, on May 26th and 27th of 2007. The topic will be weather warfare, and you can find the information on that conference at conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com. Jerry, without giving away trade secrets, what are some of the things that that you can speak about on the air that you're going to be talking about at that conference?
You know, I haven't made up my mind exactly what flow I'm going to use, but I assume I'm going to be covering most of the topics in my book. My book, Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, has an overview of the history of intentional modification of the weather and the environment by humans, starting with the salting of the fields of Carthage by Rome in 460 BC and coming up to the present time, with such things as HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. I'll no doubt be covering at some length the 50-year quest to control and manipulate hurricanes, and the developing technology of earthquakes on demand. I'll probably also cover at some length the United Nations Convention prohibiting the use of environmental modification as a weapon of war, and how that treaty has been repeatedly violated, including by the United States. And I'll probably also get into the contrail-chemtrail controversy.
Yes, getting into your book again a little bit on the show, I wanted to mention just as an editorial remark that, as tremendous as this book is, one of the things that has been most helpful to me has been to get into this 31-page bibliography that you have in this book that just has an amazing number of books and journal articles that begin to give the layperson, which includes me, some grasp of the implications, the potential implications of all of this, just in regard to this whole UN treaty, of course, that covers what I think is entitled specifically the Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Any Other Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques, or ENMOD. It is pretty clear from reading your book and from delving into this a little bit that this whole thing of ENMOD is not really being addressed clearly by either the UN, if one is a globalist, or if one is a nationalist, the United States Congress. We're speaking here, it seems to me, as I read through all of the text of your book that goes on for, I think, 382 pages, of something that involves research and potential or real deployment of certain methodologies that deliberately alter weather and alter weather patterns for the exploitation of resources and for military use against other nation states and potentially against one's own citizens. What hope do you have that as some of the larger public, which includes people like me, begin to become aware through your work of what is generally going on and what some of the dangers are, to what extent is that awareness going to translate, in your view, to some sort of political pressure on certain powers that be in this country to be more open about what is going on and for there to be some level of accountability when it comes to a national security state that frankly seems to have gone completely awry?
Wow. Well, my basic take on this thing is that the politics of the 21st century are going to turn on this global warming debate. I believe that global warming is a pretext to shove a global bureaucracy down our throats, and that as long as we are kept ignorant, that is, as long as the lay public are kept ignorant of intentional alterations of the environment which exacerbate global warming and climate change, we will think there is a problem that needs to be solved, and we will clamor for a solution, and that solution will be a police state to enforce the mandatory structure of Kyoto and the things that are coming down the pipeline after Kyoto. And this is all about, at the core of it, are what I call the watermelons, which are people who are green on the outside and red on the inside, that the eco-collectivists want to change our lifestyle. The drumbeat in international politics is sustainable development, and sustainable development really means no development. And the watermelons truly want to disassemble the first world. They want to transfer our wealth to the third world, and they want to prevent the second world from becoming the first world, which means that they really want to drive us back to before the Industrial Revolution. And this may be a good thing, but I doubt it.
Yes, and it seems to me, as you look at this whole business of Agenda 21, how does that fit into this sustainable development thing?
Well, Agenda 21 was the document that was signed at the end of the Earth Summit in Rio in 1992. Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century. It is the roadmap for where the United Nations intends to take the world in the 21st century. And so it is absolutely vital that everyone know it and understand it, because it is the foundation that will the new world order is being built on.
Do you see a situation where a certain number of people that would support the development, for example, of military techniques such as the ones that are described in your book, Weather Warfare, military techniques that would alter the environment, allegedly at the behest of one nation state against another, that a certain number of people who would support that kind of technology being developed and researched and deployed by their own country will be a little bit more reticent to do so if we find ourselves in a circumstance where at some point those technologies begin to be transferred in their application from individual nation states to some sort of a global military force that will be enforcing a globally managed economy and a world government?
Oh, absolutely. That's really where the ENMAD treaty came out of. During the Vietnam War, the United States government used environmental modification techniques in Southeast Asia. The two major events were Operation Popeye, which was a cloud seeding over the Ho Chi Minh Trail in attempts to prolong the monsoon season so as to turn the Viet Cong resupply route into a hopeless quagmire of mud. This went on for some 8 years. They expended 47,000 cloud seeding units and spent $21.6 million. The other thing they did was they realized that the jungle provided shelter and sustenance to the enemy, and so they poured literally millions of gallons of defoliants, Agent Orange, Agent White, etc., over the jungle in hopes of making it go away so as to make the enemy go away. Now, the United States government is continuing this in Colombia today as the war on drugs is really an anti-insurgency program, and this is admitted to by both the Colombian and American governments, that they are intentionally defoliating Colombia to rout the insurgents. Now, when what was going on in Vietnam became apparent in the early 70s, Senator Claiborne Pell, Democrat, Rhode Island, investigated this and discovered not only was the DOD doing this, but a wild variety of crazy, insane other things, such as the DOD was working on ways to intentionally thin out the ozone layer over an enemy population so as to sicken the enemy population with increased exposure to solar radiation. Pell realized that, you know, when we got the bomb, we felt very secure that we had the bomb and nobody else. And then the Russians and the Chinese got the bomb, and we felt very insecure from that point on. And Pell pointed out that if we develop the technology to induce droughts or move hurricanes and can use them as a weapon, then we will feel secure right up until they have it, at which point security goes back in the dumper again. And at this point, the U.S. military has openly stated that we need to develop this technology not so we could use it, but so we could defend against it when they get it.
Yes. I want to take up that idea when we come back, Jerry. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Jerry Smith of Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. Stay tuned.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Jerry Smith, the author of Weather Warfare, the Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. This is an incredible book, which you can obtain from AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. That's AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. We'll be talking about this again a little bit later on in the show. But, Jerry, back to this whole thing about the technologies that are possessed by a series of individual nation states who presumably have been researching and delving into this whole area of weather modification for their own purposes. Now that these technologies are in the hands of who knows how many individual nation states, it would seem to me that this would be, along with the global warming thing that you've already cited, an incitement and a drive toward world government, because it would seem that more and more people are going to say, well, gee, when it comes to global warming, or when it comes to something like this so-called high-frequency active auroral research program, or HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, if different players in the world scene have this technology, it's simply going to have to be regulated by an all-powerful global government and a global military force that will enforce the will of that world government against individual nation states. How far along in this process do you think this thing is?
It's in the opening stages, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to stay in the opening stages for very much longer. The Russian Duma, the Russian equivalent of Congress or Parliament, has already asked the world body to regulate HAARP in the I think it was 2000 or 2001. The Duma issued a broadside against HAARP and called on the world body, particularly the world scientific community, to step forward to regulate it. There are so many of these technologies under development that and covertly at that. I'm at a loss for words here. I'm my brain is going in six different directions at once here on this.
Yeah, it's just because there's so much data that it's absolutely staggering to me as I read through your book for a second time. It's just mind-boggling the amount of data that's involved in this, not simply in terms of the technologies, but all of the other players that come into the fore with this in terms of the money trails, the corporations, the nation states, the UN. Would you say that this HAARP, or High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, is maybe the center core piece of technology around which all of these other forms of environmental modification revolve?
No, I would say that it is the media center. It is the one of the few projects that has gotten any sort of airplay. There are tens of thousands of research projects that nobody's ever heard of because they're kept carefully in the lab under wraps, and they haven't developed the sort of media legs that HAARP has. There's now been like six books that I know of on HAARP. There's been a movie on HAARP, the core. So there's been a lot of media attention on it. So that has generated a lot of interest in HAARP, and a lot of people have latched onto HAARP as the answer. And it's probably not. It's probably just one of a very large field of endeavor that we simply don't know anything about.
Yeah, and that to me raises incredible implications, because I had never heard of HAARP, frankly, prior to reading your book. It is the so-called High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. I will, in just a second, ask you to articulate a little bit about this HAARP, just so that folks who have not heard you before will have some conception of what we're speaking of here. But when you talk about the number of these types of programs that are apparently out there that involve wholesale attempts at the manipulation of the environment for military purposes, if we don't know about these programs, if we're not reading about them in the corporate press, if there are people in Congress, presumably, who don't know about these programs, and you have different elements of the corporate community, the American scientific community, clearly the American national security states involved in this stuff, how would it be possible to get a handle on these projects in terms of their existence, basically what they're designed to do, and to see how much research money is being spent on all of this stuff, and who is tinkering around with the world's ecological system. I mean, it seems to me that the that this is absolutely mind-boggling when you think about the number of things that could be going on, funded with public money, where they never see the light of day.
Absolutely, this is one of the big things that my book is about. I recognize that there was this problem of the public being unaware, and once the book was done, and I got a chance to do some shows like yours, I realized that there was an even more fundamental, was that the public have been intentionally miseducated to believe that this stuff is all science fiction.
We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Jerry Smith of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. That is a publication of Adventures Unlimited Press, which you can get to at Adventures Unlimited Press, with no spaces there, adventuresunlimitedpress.com. Would also like to mention, of course, that we have a new affiliate that we want to greet today. That's WMQM in Memphis, Tennessee. That's carrying Mark Dankoff's America Now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome to the not only the state of Tennessee, but with a 50,000-watt station that will incorporate a lot of other areas of the American South and Middle West as well that pick up WMQM. So greetings to those fine folks. And getting back to this conversation now, Jerry, we were talking about the whole way in which there has been not simply an attempt to keep the public unaware of procedures that involve the research and the development of procedures that involve environmental modification for military purposes, but the attempt to deliberately mislead the public. Give us some examples of this.
Okay. First of all, let me say that I'm at a bit of a disadvantage this morning in that the audio channel that I get to hear the bumper music on has turned off, and so I can't hear the bumper music. So the breaks are coming as a bit of a surprise to me.
Okay.
So a good example of this is the movie Independence Day, ID4. In the U.S. Air Force dumped a couple of million dollars into the production of this film, and one would ask why. Well, one could make the argument that they did it because they thought it would recruit kids to want to become fighter pilots. But Will Smith's character was a Marine fighter pilot, not an Air Force fighter pilot. Why would the Air Force want to recruit Marines? No, they did it because it dead agents Area 51. Area 51 is a major piece of the book, and so they want the public to think Area 51 is science fiction. So when they hear stories about Area 51, they think, oh, that's just sci-fi. And that's what's going on with movies like The Core, which if you get the DVD, the director's commentaries, at one point the director flat out states that the idea of The Core was based on HARP. Again, this is an attempt to not just cash in on, but in fact dead agent, to render the whole subject nonsense. You know, used to be if the military wanted to take out a subject, they wrapped it up, they inserted UFOs in it. Now, anything sci-fi goes.
Well, you know, just to put this into perspective, I've said before on this show that when I try to get ready for these shows, I'm involved in reading both conventional as well as unconventional reports and journalistic pieces. As far as the establishment corporate press is concerned, I try to look at the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal every day, as well as Newsweek and U.S. News and Time, just to be abreast of what they're saying. And then, of course, on the other side of that coin, I'm involved in trying to promote people and to talk to people who have an awful lot to say that are not involved in corporate productions at all. And I'm struck by how much information I'm getting from sources like you that I'm not getting, obviously, from corporate media. And to illustrate the point, you were talking about Area 21. It was Area 21?
Area 51.
Area 51, I'm sorry. I was confusing that for a moment with this whole business of the UN agenda. But as far as Area 51 is concerned, the first time I ever saw a reference to this was in one of the books written by Gordon Thomas, the fellow in the United Kingdom, who has written Gideon Spies, The Secret History of the Israeli Mossad. In one of Gordon's books, he makes reference to Area 51, and I thought to myself, I've never heard of this before, but because of Thomas's reputation as a writer, I'm going to look into this further. What is Area 51 in your understanding?
Area 51 is a secret, high-tech, advanced aircraft testing range north of Las Vegas. It's part of the Nellis Air Force Base. It's disguised as being part of the gunnery range. And so it's one of the most secure secret sites on Earth. Its existence was proved in a rather icky court case in which some employees for, I believe, Lockheed were ordered to burn some stuff, and after they burned it, they all got sick because it turned out to be toxic, and so they sued for being exposed to this toxic stuff without being informed of what it was. And when the suit came up, the Air Force said, well, the site they say where they were exposed to doesn't exist, therefore they can't possibly have a case against us. And the Lockheed employees won because they got Soviet spy satellite photos of Area 51 and proved to the court that it really did exist and that the Air Force was lying.
Yes, and this gets into all kinds of subsidiary issues, doesn't it? I mean, I'm thinking of a fellow that I had on this show a week ago, Dr. Richard Cummings, up in New York, New York State, who's a member of the Association of Retired Intelligence Officers. He's a Middle Eastern consultant for Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative. He writes for LouRockwell.com. And he's got a new piece out for, of all things, Playboy magazine on the Lockheed Corporation and their role in the setting of American policy in Iraq. And I think the title of Dr. Cummings' piece is Lockheed Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. And just listening to his conversation a week ago on this show in regard to some of the major players involved with both Lockheed and the federal government of the United States in what has happened in Iraq leads to a conclusion on the part of some that Dr. Cummings is not only correct about Iraq specifically, but Cummings kept saying that there are those who believe that a certain ideology, in this case neoconservative ideology, drives American foreign policy. Dr. Cummings was making the point that it is money that drives the ideology, which in turn drives the policy. When you start getting into the whole question of money and international defense contractors being involved in things, be it the development of the F-35 fighter aircraft or some of the things that you talk about in regard to NMOD and HAARP, there's a lot of money that clearly is to be made in this. And who, as near as we can tell it publicly, are some of the people who have a significant financial interest in the development and deployment of some of these technologies, and some of the overlapping relationships, say, between the Northrop Corporation on the one hand and the federal government of this country on the other?
Wow. You bring to mind the Missile Defense Agency. You know, when George Bush first, George W. Bush first came into office, he was very keen on the anti-missile defense, that is the shoot a bullet with a bullet anti-missile defense, and pushed the entire U.S. defense structure in that direction. Then we had September 11th, and they created Homeland Security, and they created a missile division within Homeland Security that was the Missile Defense Agency. And the Missile Defense Agency was Homeland Security had their own missile division. That went on for a year or two, and then they realized that this was not a good place to give civilian check writers a missile base, and they moved it over to the DOD, the Department of Defense, and now the Department of Defense is operating the Missile Defense Agency as a standalone unit. And oddly enough, every one of these missiles that is designed to knock down an incoming enemy missile are all on one base, and that base is Fort Greely at a previously abandoned U.S. Army base in Alaska, just 26 miles down the road from HAARP. And a number of people have said that the real purpose of Fort Greely is to defend HAARP from enemy attack, not to defend the U.S. My point here in bringing this up is that HAARP was defunded when Bush came in, and all the a huge portion of the resources of R&D money went over to the shoot a missile with a missile program, and I believe that the incoming administration is totally driven by the bottom line, that it's the dollar that counts. And in missiles, you have tremendous flood of cash. You have tremendous waste, overage, kickbacks. It's good old-fashioned pork barrel with extremes. And I think the whole missile with the whole missile defense program is nonsense. It can't possibly work. All the tests have been faked. It's just totally bogus. But there's an awful lot of money to be made in it.
Yes, and it seems to me that when you start thinking about this in regard to the relevant committees of the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate that are supposed to be directly involved in monitoring these programs, making decisions about what should and should not be funded, making decisions in regard to what does and does not fit into the larger American national security policy position, and force structure worldwide, it seems to me that the tail is wagging the dog on all of this, because when you have some of these major players like Lockheed and Northrop and so forth that are delving into these different areas, they've got their own people, their own lobbyists that are at the highest levels, not only of the legislative but the executive branch of the United States government, that are promoting whatever it is these guys want. It's just kind of an interesting partnership, isn't it, between significant private concerns, private corporate concerns on the one hand, and those in government who profit by facilitating the marriage of these corporate structures to public money.
Absolutely. In fact, I think you've just sort of danced around the definition of fascism.
Yeah, absolutely. And hit us a little bit with that, Jerry, because I think that's important in terms of this whole issue of fascism. What would you say is, at least for purposes of this conversation, is a working definition of it for purposes of understanding the whole business of NMOD and all of these other military projects?
Well, fascism really has two major aspects. One is, from the political ideological angle, it is the will to power. It hasn't anything to do with altruism or what's good for the state or the populace. It is the politician, the individual, such as Hitler, Mussolini, wanting the will to power, wanting to be in control. Now, when you come down to the nuts and bolts of it, it is a command and control economy. Now, you have two forms of command and control economy. You have communism and fascism, and they both work essentially the same, except that under communism, the state collects the profits, and under fascism, private corporation collects the profits. But in both cases, government tells corporations what to do. So what you've just found out here is that we have in communism, you have the apparatchik, the party bosses deciding how much money they want to make and telling corporations to make it for them. In fascism, we have the opposite. We have the board of directors deciding how much money they want to make and telling the government how to accomplish this.
Well, I tell you, the implications of this are just absolutely staggering. In regard to the HAARP program, we've discussed this on this show in weeks gone by, but refresh our memories again in regard to what HAARP is and in regard to how this is kind of a textbook case of the larger implications involved in the development on the part of governmental and corporate structures of these kinds of technologies, in the secret deployment of these kinds of technologies. What's the end game?
Well, here with HAARP, we see that perfect marriage of government and private, in which it is theoretically a civilian science program, but it is operated by the U.S. military, and indeed it was most directly controlled by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, up until very recently. And HARP is a field of antennas on the ground in southeastern Alaska, so designed as to work as one giant antenna. And it is today, as of March of 2006, the world's largest radio broadcasting station. But it's not designed to broadcast for human ears. It's designed to inject radio frequency energies into a spot at the top of the atmosphere. And the amount of energy that this thing is designed to output is admitted to be 3.6 million watts. Now, your new radio station that just came on is a 50,000-watter. HARP is 72,000 50,000-watt radio stations injecting their entire output into a spot that's about 12 miles across by about 2.5 miles deep by 50 or 90 miles up, depending on which mode they're using. Now, when you inject that much energy into a spot at the top of the atmosphere, you heat the atmosphere by several thousand degrees. This produces some rather startling phenomena. First of all, when you heat the atmosphere by that much, you literally blow the molecules of the atmosphere apart. That release of energy gives off a scream of ELF, extremely low-frequency radio waves, which penetrate deep into the Earth and deep into the sea. Now, the U.S. Navy has been in on the HARP project since the beginning because they saw it as a way to communicate with deeply submerged submarines. The project was originally funded by the United States Senate to engage in counter-proliferation treaty support and monitoring, and that they believe that with HARP is a type of device called an ionospheric heater. Another ionospheric heater in Alaska called HIPAS, which is operated by UCLA, proved that you could generate this atmospherically generated ELF, and you could use it to map underground structures, and they used it to map out an old mining tunnel. This led to the U.S. Senate funding HARP to monitor enemy underground bases for the manufacture and launch of weapons of mass destruction.
We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Jerry Smith of Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. Stay tuned.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Jerry Smith of Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. Jerry wanted to warn you and also the listeners that in the next 10 minutes or so, we historically have a series of fairly frequent commercial breaks, and then there will be a longer period of time for more sustained conversation. Wanted to mention again that we have a new affiliate, WMQM in Memphis, Tennessee, that joins Mark Dankoff's America today on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Also wanted to mention to you that you can support RBN by contacting us at republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org or at 1-800-724-2719. You can make a gift to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can also have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by using those same contact points, republicbroadcasting.org, or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. Jerry, again, we're going to be interrupted a few times in the next 10 minutes with commercial breaks, and then there will be a longer period of time for conversation. But I'm reading something from your book in regard to this Russian State Duma report that you had mentioned earlier in the show. In August of 2002, they expressed some concern about this so-called HAARP program, calling it a program to develop, quote, a qualitatively new type of weapon, unquote. A joint commission of the state's Duma's International Affairs and Defense Committees issued a report that said, quote, under the High-Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HAARP, the USA is creating new integral geophysical weapons that may influence the near-Earth medium with high-frequency radio waves. The significance of this qualitative leap could be compared to the transition from cold steel to firearms or from conventional weapons to nuclear weapons. This new type of weapon differs from previous types in that the near-Earth medium becomes at once an object of direct influence and its component, unquote. You then mentioned that the report by the Russian State Duma in August of 2002 furtherly goes on to claim that the USA's plan to carry out large-scale scientific experiments under HAARP and not controlled by the global community would create weapons capable of, and then it lists all of the things that potentially a HAARP could be used for. One of those, interestingly enough, is a so-called negative impact on the mental health of people populating entire regions. What is that referring to?
Well, I'm trying to collect my thoughts here.
Sure.
But the way that that's the ELF component. Well, that's one of. One of the things that I was concerned about when I wrote my first book, HAARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy, was that this ELF is at known brain entrainment frequencies. That is, the human brain is known to be responsive to outside signals. And the heart.
Gary, we'll be back. Here's one of those breaks I warned you about. Stay with that thought. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Jerry Smith of Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. Stay tuned.